Hello and welcome to our guided prayer walk. Thank you for setting aside this moment to press into God. We're believing that as it says in His Word in James 4 verse 8, when we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. So with that in mind, let's give this holy moment the space and time that it deserves. We have so much to be thankful for and so much to keep praying for. So today, let's stir our faith and believe for God to do what only He can do. Let's take a moment now to thank God for a few things. As we pray, we encourage you to pause, to make room for the Holy Spirit to move, to listen and reflect on what God is saying. Let us not get too caught up in the things we're believing for and asking for that we miss what God is trying to tell us in this moment. So as we pray, let's keep a reflective spirit. Let's start with praying for something we need both on a personal level and as a nation, and that's peace. There is a lot of opportunity for fear to fill the empty space in our lives right now, and if we don't intentionally choose to let peace take that spot instead, fear will. Over the next couple of minutes, pray for peace for yourself, your household, your family, your friends, and your nation. Wherever you feel fearful, ask the Holy Spirit to give you His peace. Let's pray now. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." God, thank you that you don't just have peace for us, you are peace. However much we need, whenever we need it, you are our abundant peace. Holy Spirit, be with us now. When we are anxious of the unknown, remind us of your truth. We know you are good and you are for us. For our neighbors, for our families, and for our nation. Be our peace. For those that know you and those that don't, we pray your peace over us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we want to take a moment to pray over our minds. We live in a world with so much information, many different ideas of truth, and so many different voices invading our minds constantly. We need God's truth, louder and clearer in our mind than all other noise. We need the security that comes only from hearing His voice. So let's take time to reflect on the thoughts and voices we have had today. Which ones have you been listening to more? If you've been dealing with negative thoughts, doubt, fear, or insecurity, take this moment to submit these thoughts to God. Ask Him to remind you what He says about you. Speak to us, Lord, for we are listening. We want to know you more. We want to hear your voice. When fear and lies try to flood our minds, silence the noise. When comparison and insecurity attack, we need your truth to defend us. Lord, we know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that all we need is found in you. So help us not to strive for human acceptance, not for temporary success, but remind us of what is truly important. We have your goodness and your mercy in the midst of every battle, and that through you, we are more than conquerors. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's take a moment to magnify God. Focus on Him. Set your mind on the things above. God is so much bigger than anything we face, but often it can be difficult to maintain the correct perspective, and sometimes our faith can waver. If you've had a tough report from the doctor, if the bank is on your back, whatever your family might have said to you, whatever circumstance you face, let us be reminded that we serve the name above all names, that at His name every knee will bow and every tongue confess that He is Lord. So take a moment to consider what you see, hear, and feel around you. Allow this to remind you of our Creator. As you reflect on the scale of creation, let it remind you of His authority and supremacy. Take this moment to recognize that He is in control. God, you reign above it all. You are bigger and you are stronger than all else. No trial, tribulation, or diagnosis holds more power than you. So in this moment, we choose to magnify you, to focus not on our circumstance, but on your face. We praise you, for you are good and you are for us. Remind us of this afresh today. Thank you, God. Amen. Psalm 37, verse 23 to 24 says, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though we may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with His hand." This is God's promise to us. Our job is to trust, rejoice, live, and rest in Him. And His job is to do the rest. So let's take a moment to reflect on this scripture. Let God search your heart. Invite Him in. Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight where maybe you struggle to do these things. Let Him speak, listen, pause, and reflect. Don't rush. Let's take a moment to pray for our city. We need the Holy Spirit in our cities right now. There is so much brokenness that needs restoration, so many sons and daughters that need a father, and so many lost that need something they don't even realize yet. So would you join with us and pray for a fresh revelation of God's grace and love to flow through our city, that a fresh wind would blow through our streets and for revival to break out. Let's pray. Let's be more specific in our prayers. Take some time to pray for the street you live on, maybe even the street you are walking on right now. Pray for your neighbors and that their households would know peace and His presence. Lord, send revival to our cities. Lord, send it now. We are desperate for a move of you. We need a move of you. We pray that in these uncertain times, people would find you. When things fall away, that people would find security in your immovable love and grace. We pray that you would take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it for good. Lord, that this pandemic will be remembered by the light that shone through the darkness. And God, we pray for protection over our city. We pray for healing of the sick right now, for restoration in Jesus' name. Do what only you can, O God. As we close out this time of prayer together, let us make the words of Hebrews 13, verse 20 to 21, our prayer today. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.